something that crops up a little bit every year. I know recently there's been a few cars have been caught out by it. We do have a big car-free zone in the middle of the beach, but it's just at either end, especially in the hot weather, the sand does tend to churn up a bit and catch people out.
And what more can be done from your point of view in terms of highlighting it? I mean, it's fairly, you would imagine, quite commonly known at this point that it's a bit notorious there.
Yeah, yeah. Generally, we find that when the cars do get stuck or lost, it tends to be at the night time. During the day, if people do get stuck or whatever, there does tend to be, you know, other people about that can give them a hand and get them back out again. But, yeah, it seems to be more people who come down at night, which we don't really condone people speeding around the beach at night, but they tend to get stuck then and there's nobody about to help them out.
And I'm sure it's, you know, obviously when this kind of thing happens, the guards would be called. And sure, what really can they do in that kind of circumstance?
Yeah, I think generally at that stage, yeah, we encourage people, you know, if there is... People driving, in a way they shouldn't at night time to give the guards a ring and come down. But by the time they come down, they're either moved on or else if a car has got stuck, it's generally by the time the guards get involved, it's too late. You know, it's already stuck in the water and that's about as much as you can do until the tide goes back out again.
In terms of people behaving or driving erratically on the beach, is that still a common enough issue?
It can be. It's one of those ones that comes and goes. And, you know, it's not just confined to the summer. It can be there in the winter as well. I think they come down and kind of know that, you know, there's not much to stop them on the beach. But there is a 30K speed limit, which we encourage everybody to stick to. And again, just to, if they see, you know, people breaking that speed limit, to ring the guards. The numbers are up at the entrance points to the beach. Because again, people, I think we might be under the impression that there's not many people about in the middle of the night, but you'd be surprised there's people out walking the beach at all times these days. So we encourage people again just to behave themselves.
From a community's point of view, would it be a view that the beach should be a complete car-free zone?
I think from a community point of view, there's different people have different ideas on that. I think at the moment it works quite well is that for whatever 6 months of the year we do have the big car-free zone in the middle of the beach. So people who want to come down and enjoy the beach, they have a choice now of two big car parks, one of which got a new playground there recently and has a trading area. So they can come down, park the car up and then let the kids run free in the car-free zone to their heart's content and, you know, in safety. But then we also see there's other people for different reasons prefer to drive the car down onto the beach, have all their stuff with them. And they also have the option of that at either end of the beach too. So I think at the moment a happy medium kind of works best for everybody.
But I suppose the reminder is just to keep an eye out on those tidal times.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people, you know, might be unaware of how big a tidal range you get here. And that seems to be the one where people get stuck. They kind of park the car down at the low water mark and then head off for a good long walk and then come back and then that's when they're in trouble.